Good morning, depending on where you are. Good afternoon, good evening. Please allow me to take just few minutes of your time this day and to just encourage you and to just let you know what the Lord God is saying to us at this present time. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, you hear about struggles. You hear about the challenges of life. And it's getting harder and harder. To where when you look around, people are stressed out. People are frustrated. Some people pick up a gun. And some people are angry. And they take their anger on each other. Some people get so mad that they end up destroying their own lives, their family lives. I get it. It's tough. It's hard. But may I let you know this morning that God loves you? Can I tell you this morning that He redeemed you? Can I tell you this morning that He bought you with a price? Can I tell you this morning that He redeemed you? He delivered you. He set you free. Can I tell you this morning that His righteousness is in you? His joy, His peace is in you. Can I also tell you this morning that it is only He who can change your circumstances, your situations? May I also remind you this morning or today that Jesus Christ holds the world into His hands. Nothing is impossible with Him. Just trust Him. Lean on Him. Lean on Him. I am asking you this morning, lean on Christ Jesus. Stand with Him. Don't try to lean on your own understanding. In reality, none of us can fix it. The only person who can fix it is Jesus Christ. He's our defender. He's our provider. So are you stressed this morning? Are you worried this morning because of the sickness? Can I also tell you this morning that even in our sufferings, we can hear God clearly. He is closer to us. Even in our challenges, God's grace is still there. He is gracious. His mercy is new every morning. And I tell you, He is right next to you. He's walking with you. You are not alone in the pain, in the struggles, the challenges, the sickness that you are going through. God is there. Just look around and call His name. Believe in Him. I tell people all the time, whether it is the sufferings, whether it is the struggles, the sickness, the pain, I come to the realization that Christ Jesus, is right there. He is there with us. He hasn't left us. He knows what you're going through. He sees your pain. I want you to know that. And I also want you to know, I want you to know this. This is very precious to you and to me today. That God demonstrated His love for us. That while He was on the cross, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Christ Jesus, His power is recognized also in suffering. The cross is not just the point at which God atones for sin. It is also a profound revelation of God, of who God is and how He acts towards His creation. I want you to know also, life, blessings, holiness, righteousness, it is always or must always be conceived in the light of the cross. Everything that we see around us today, everything that we know about God, is seen through Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. So sometimes in our suffering, God comes unto us clearly, first on the cross, and then in our experience of suffering. Christ is right there with you. I want to leave you with a verse, or a few verses this morning from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21 to 26. Romans 3, verse 21 to 26. And it reads, "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believed. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God sent or set forth as a perpetuation by His blood through faith, to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus." I come this morning again to just encourage you that the righteousness of God is imputed upon you, is placed upon you. You are loved. You are set apart. You belong to God. And God called you by His name. So this morning, know this. Realize this, that the Savior, the Redeemer, is with you, even as you go through the struggles, You are not alone. God loves you in spite of what you are going through. May God bless you today. May God make his face to shine upon you today. May God be gracious unto you today. May God open those windows and those doors for you today, that you will walk through with his presence. Be blessed. Stay blessed.